ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Laura Bush. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing for the singing of the national anthem performed by Katie Benko.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Please be seated. Thanks for coming. Laura and I are honored to welcome you here to the South Lawn. Welcome to the People's House. First, I'd like to thank Katie Benko for singing the national anthem. It's not only a beautiful morning to sing the national anthem, it's a beautiful setting in which to sing the national anthem. Katie's husband, Ryan, is deployed to Iraq. Katie, make sure you email him and tell him how appreciative we are of your service, and tell him how appreciative all of us are of your voice. Laura and I want to thank the members of my administration for joining us. Mr. Vice President, we're really thrilled you're here. Thank you for coming, sir. Secretary of State Condi Rice is with us today. Madam Secretary, I appreciate you being here. Secretary Jim Nicholson of the Veterans Affairs Administration, thanks for coming, Jim. For you veterans who are here, there is no more solemn obligation by your government to make sure you have all it takes for your health care and for your support. I feel a very strong obligation since my decision that committed young men and women into combat to make sure our veterans who are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan get all the help this government can possibly survive. I appreciate the Secretary of the Army, Pete Guerin, for joining us. Secretary of the Navy, Don Winter, General Hoss Cartwright, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and his wife, Sandy, by the way. General Cartwright is a Marine. I'm not playing to the crowd or anything. I want to welcome members who of this crowd who have lost a loved one in this war against terror. Our hearts go out to you. We love you. The best way to honor the sacrifices that your loved one made, as well as the sacrifice you have made, is to accomplish the mission, is to achieve the peace. Laura and I welcome the families who have got a loved one overseas, whether it be in Iraq or Afghanistan, and fighting these extremists and terrorists. The best way to honor your loved one is to make sure that he or she has the full support of the United States government as you accomplish the mission that we have set out. By the way, for the loved ones here, I fully understand the best way to sustain a volunteer army is to make sure you're happy. It's to make sure you've got good housing, to make sure that you've got good health care, to make sure that you understand that that we know that you're in this fight along with your husband or wife or son or daughter. And that's exactly how this administration feels. For the veterans who are here, for those of you who are veterans in Iraq and Afghanistan, thank you for volunteering in the face of danger. And for the people who aren't veterans yet, still remain on active duty, thanks for wearing the uniform of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're proud of you. I want to thank our service organizations and those who have come together to support our families and our troops. I can't tell you how important it is for organizations like the Vets for Freedom or the VFW or the American Legion and other groups. Two of you, Gold Star Mothers, got you. Okay, thank you. Blue Star Mothers, Gold Star Mothers, all the mothers. Yeah. Every day's Mother's Day, as far as you're concerned. And the dads, yeah. I knew this was going to happen. Yeah, the wives, okay, fine. Everybody supporting our troops. I want to thank you for doing it. It's important people hear from you. It's important people hear your voice. And I want to thank you for organizing. I want to thank you not only for the grassroots support of our families, I want to thank you for going up to Capitol Hill. And here's the message I hope you deliver. The Commander-in-Chief wants to succeed, and the Commander-in-Chief takes seriously the recommendations of our military commanders. General Petraeus came back to the United States to deliver the recommendations he made to me. And inherent in his recommendations is, one, his belief we're succeeding, his belief we will succeed, and I ask the United States Congress to support the troop levels and the strategies I have embraced. Thank you all. When the history books are finally written about this chapter in the war against extremists and radicals, they will recognize certain truths. One, that we recognize that if we were to retreat from the Middle East, the enemy would not be content to remain where they are, but they would follow us here. We recognize that the best way to protect our homeland is to defeat an enemy overseas so we do not have to face them here on the streets of America. And we recognized that liberty is powerful, that liberty will yield the peace that we want for generations to come. They will recognize that this generation of Americans did the hard work now so that future generations could live in security and peace. And so on this beautiful morning, we thank you for your steadfast resolve. We appreciate your support of those brave souls who have volunteered in the face of the danger. We ask for God's blessings on the families and our troops in harm's way, and we thank you from the bottom of our collective hearts. God bless you all.